Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Tommy Richards is a horror junkie, a zombie lover. He grew up reading horror comics and Stephen King books. He now feels it's time to, well, unleash his mayhem. He's finally taking a stab at scaring the world with his creations, and it's working. Tommy is the author of Storybook Bedtime Tales for Gravediggers, Five Twisted Tales of the Macabre for Zombies in All of Us, heavily influenced by Stephen King, two novels and storybook, three short stories that have a Creepshow vibe to them. Also a talented musician, Tommy has been in and out of bands throughout his life, says he will never stop being a musician. Excellent reviews for Storybook, one reader saying they were mesmerized by the first sentence and the world as they knew it disappeared as they followed the storyline. Tommy Richards, author of Storybook, Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers, with us.
Yes, this week. I was going to say, Grave Snatchers. Sorry.
Welcome to the show, Tommy. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What a world that you have created with this book, Storytime, Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. What was the inspiration in writing the book? I mentioned your fascination as a child with horror stories, that type of thing. What was the inspiration for writing the book?
Well, on top of doing the stories, and I used to do comic books too, like in school. I still wish I had a lot of them, just writing my own stories and drawing my own art for them, you know? But I knew I had a taste for the creative writing, but it wasn't until after the Port Authority when I decided I was going to have to really take that part of me very serious. You know, once the events of 9/11 happened, you know, because I was laid off, you know, but that's okay. But I'm just saying that was when it was time.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. The background, degree in business management, worked for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. 9/11 came along and changed everything there. What was that decision like to get into writing and pursuing this love affair that you had with these type of stories for years?
Any kind of, it was all in there because I always felt like I had it in me. So it was just, I was sitting in there, and a friend of mine, a friend Richie, he's the one who said for me to finally just do it already. He sort of really gave me that, you know, final push because he knew I always had it. So now is the time. You know, as long as I'm going to be up all night, you know, see.
You might as well be typing a story. Yes. Tommy, Tommy Richards with us on This Week in America. The book is Storybook Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. Book available wherever the usual places where books are sold, and Tommy's website, gravesnatchingfreaks.com. Where did you learn about this topic? I did a reference to as a child, you really liked these, but you really absorbed them, didn't you? A lot of people grow up liking these, but they don't become authors in that particular genre. Where did you learn to appreciate these stories and to write these stories?
It's hard to say. I mean, it was just there. I just love all that old horror stuff. It all started with the black and whites too. You know, all the Frankensteins and all the B movie horror movies from the '50s. You know, Death Curse of Tartu, that stuff.
Well, it seems like that was an education for you. That was almost like getting another BS degree, wasn't it? You learned. Yeah. You didn't just watch, read, observe. You actually learned, obviously, from the books and TV that you were watching.
But you know what it is, too? I have a memory that doesn't quit, and everything just stays in there.
You know? Yes.
And on top of it, too, just seeing a lot of movies lately, and there's just like a lot of stuff that I think is getting kind of bland, especially with CGI. That's just kind of another thing that kind of got me going, too. And I just kind of feeling that I can just do this. You know, I think I know what could be scary, because it takes a lot to scare me. So if I could scare you, then I know I'd be pretty good.
I was just going to say, you scare other people. Are you easily scared? Do you scare yourself sometimes when you're writing these stories?
Yeah, it's funny sometimes, but then I'm feeling like I'm starting to laugh. I can't believe these ideas I'm coming out with. You know, because it's like not even think of writer's block. I have so many ideas. I got to put them somewhere, you know. So I just have everything written down. I got all sorts of stuff on my computer, you know. Also, I got a lot of stories I'm in the middle of developing as we speak.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you read your writing, when you read your book, Storybook, Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers, we know sort of what to expect, that your job is to scare us. You're going to catch us off guard. You are going to nail us with some scary tale. We know it's coming, yet you're still able to do it. Is that the sign of somebody that's skilled at the writing? Because we know you're trying to scare us. We're prepared for it, and you still scare us. I would think it's a true compliment for a writer like you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, because I can admit I'm not good in basketball. You would never want me on your basketball team, you know? No, but it's just with the music, it's just in there, and it was time. So now I'm glad I'm actually putting everything, because the thing is that now every idea I have, I'm just writing it down. If I think of something, if I have a dream or a nightmare or something like that, I just write it down and develop it into a story. Like, for example, I might as well tell you, who cares? One story that I'm going to be working on was because, my mother was all upset that her friend died when she was a kid. She had this lady who was her best friend from kindergarten. Now my mother's 81, and her friend died, and she told me she was upset that her friend wasn't going to send her a birthday card for the first time this year. And I said to her, what if a birthday card showed up and it had soil and dirt all over it? You know? And she gave me a dirty look, and I was like, oh, there you have it. There's an idea. And that's already a title. It's called Sweet Mrs. Hart. She's going to be this old lady who's going to get a birthday card from her friend, but it's going to be from the grave. So that's going to be coming in the next batch of stories, because there's going to be a storybook too. And it's going to be another five stories.
I love that concept. So you don't really just sort of sit down and think, okay, I want to come up with ideas. They come to you, you remember them, and eventually they make their way to the computer and into storybook. Tommy Richards is our guest on the program. His book is Storybook Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. His website is gravesnatchingfreaks.com. Book available at the usual places. You can link on directly to Tommy's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned before what I think your unique style, what you bring to your books, may be different. How do you feel your books are different than some of the others that are out there?
Because the books, it's right in your face. There's no pulling punches. And I don't take myself serious either. As you can see, I've got I've got a pretty good sense of humor. But as long as I go in, as long as I have that attitude and don't think about me, then it's not going to come off as something that's going to be kind of stuck up, like I'm just trying to write something to please myself. I'm writing something, like I was telling you before, the movies. If I go to the movies next, I can tell what's weak. Because I just compare it to everything I grew, like my brother, for example. He took me to see Dawn of the Dead in 1978. I loved it when I was there, because him and his friend were able to get us in. So, like I said, I was 10 in 1978.
Wow.
And, that was funny getting home that night, because we had to walk down the dark hallway into our room. That was interesting that night.
More stories that Tommy can spin at a later time. I mentioned the storybook Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. You got five stories there. Is there one that you feel is the scariest? If you were to recommend one story out of the five, the first one to read, you want your best foot forward there. What's the scariest out of the five, do you think?
That would be the first story. That was the novel, 50,000 Words. It's When the Night Falls. It's about a man, Jerry. He's a regular guy, but he's finding out that maybe he's going to be a pawn for some kind of war that's in the afterlife. And it's kind of based on the fact that, God and the devil are having a bet, because they don't think the devil's kind of betting that mankind will betray God. It's kind of like that, but the thing is that Satan throws out his minions, and we have, the English army. We have all sorts of people coming into my area. In a spot that I grew up, there's a lot of details here, but there's a lot going on, and it's just a ferocious story. It really is. It's as long as it's going to be about, say, something that's satanic, it's not anything that I'm into. It's just that I find it all scary. And if I could take something that he would do and put it on paper, that is that story.
And he does such an excellent job. Tommy Richards, our guest on the program, his book is Storybook Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. Talking about maybe one of the scariest, I mentioned some of the others. The short stories have a creep show vibe to them. Yeah. Talk about that. What exactly does that mean?
Kind of like what I was just telling you about, you know, that story I was telling you. There's another one that's called, you know, Tonight's Night for Poor Old Fred. You know, the way it's written out, the poor guy, you know, just, you know, he's a geek. I guess that's how I could put it. Poor guy can't get any girlfriends, but there's a girl who's absolutely interested in him. He can't figure out why, you know, but there's a story there. It's kind of got the creepy show vibe to it. It's a shorter story. And that's the same thing with Leave the Crypt Alone. You know, it's about a 10-year-old kid who's like into, well, not 10, a little more than that, but he's into too many practical jokes until he like decides to desecrate a grave, you know. But like I said, that's got that creep show vibe to it too. You know, kind of like, you know, where's my cake?
Exactly. You know? Tammy Richards with us, author of storybook Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. You mentioned that the impact 9/11 had on your life, I'm sure in many ways, the position you had with the Port Authority. You actually used 9/11 as inspiration for one of the stories in the book. Talk about that.
The aftermath, that's the fourth story. That's the other one that's got about 50,000 words. I noticed, being from New York and like in the school that I grew up in, there's a lot of gangs that's in that story. You have heavy metal guys, then you have the punk rockers, and you got the stoners, and then you got the jocks. Everybody hates each other, and that was kind of like the school I went to, race riots and things like that, stuff that I had nothing to do with, but it was just out there. When 9/11 happened, I watched New York City, well, I guess everybody kind of watched it, but like how everybody came together. It wasn't cops versus, say, you know, versus the public. Like, there's a picture of an old black man, a young white guy, helping up a cop out of the dust, out of the street. And I noticed how everybody came together. There was no fighting. There was no turf. There was no wars with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly,
you know,
yes.
Goes on. So this story is kind of based on something like that. Something supernatural happens. You have these people who hate each other and who are kind of racist. There's a lot of racism there. You know, you got the mob. You know, Irish cops, you know, Chinese people are there, an Indian guy who runs a deli. But you see, what happens is that there's like one person from each crew happens. See, there's a whole story here. And it comes down to like, are they going to still hate each other or are they going to join together and fight the supernatural? You got zombies. Because what it is a hurricane that blows through this island and it cracks a hole in the sky. And all the stuff comes out, the evil. It's kind of like drapes on the island, you know what I'm saying? But then there was like a surge and it took out the island. But see, but there's the knoll where the deli is, where the Indian gentleman, Dr. Patel, that was a doctor I had. So
yes.
I put him in it. So he owns that deli. But like I said, it's up on a knoll. Whoever can make it, you can find sanctuary. If you're going to start and do the stuff that you did, maybe you're not going to get in. You know, because that's where the shelter is and the food and everything else. You know, so I think I did a pretty good job with that. Everybody kind of banged it. Well, I don't want to tell you the story either, but it's just kind of like one of those things. If you want to survive, if you want to get away from the zombies and everything else, they better come together and work as a unit.
That's just one of the many entertaining stories you'll find in the mind of Tammy Richards, our guest on the program. In this case, his first book, Storybook, Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. What do you hope that we take away? As a reader, what do you hope we take away from reading this book?
I want you to go in and have a fun state of mind, like, say, Halloween. If you're going to go to, like, a haunted hayride or a haunted house or an amusement park and you know you're going to get jump scared, that's the attitude because I kind of have that. Because for me, I love Halloween, so that's the attitude I bring here. You know, not to take yourself serious. You want to have a good scare, have a little laugh, creep show, you know, you should read this book. And I'm not through. I got a lot of stories. They're all in the middle of being written up, so...
Well, I get the impression that you've probably thought of two or three other stories just in the 15 minutes here we've been talking. I think the mind is always at work creating stories. What's next? What you mentioned another storybook. Will that be the next book you publish? Storybook two?
Yeah, there's going to be like another five more stories. Like My Wife, the Cherry Tree. I don't want to give it away. You know, but it's about a guy who loves his cherry tree, but he has a dominating wife who wants him to get rid of it. Yeah, but it's got a creep show vibe. But I don't want to tell you because I don't want to give it, you know.
Well, you have us interested in that now. Now,
what? It's going to be something, it's going to be like another haunted house type thing.
Okay.
Because I worked at this one restaurant that was around since the Revolutionary War, and there was always these rumors that the place was haunted, you know, and it's got a cemetery across the way, you know, so I want to kind of like do something with that too. Maybe a doll story. You know, I know she looks at me. You know, I can see her eyes following me in the stillness of her shell, you know, talking about how she doesn't mind being a co-host at my daughter's tea party, but if daddy comes along, I forget about it, you know. I think I may have to recruit other toys maybe to help fight, but that kind of keeps the fellow. Maybe I want to make it more scary, you know what I'm saying? So I got to see. I don't want to give anything away either, so there.
Well, there's a visual aspect to all that you're saying. You see some of these becoming short films, television, that type of thing?
I would love that because I know exactly what I would have to do as far as a movie. Like I was saying before, in my opinion, anyway, I think a lot of stuff is getting very watered down, too bland.
Yes.
You know, where is the independent stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like the Evil Dead. I mean, you don't got like, people could say, well, the acting, that's low budget. No, but that was a scary movie, The Evil Dead. You know, there was a reason to give out bath bags. The white bags, the red faces on it.
Yeah. It seems like everything has to follow a formula now because it's worked at the box office, so we're going to do all these the same. And I think Tommy thinks outside of the boundaries that we've established for this, and that's what makes his work so enjoyable. I got a minute or so left in the program. I mentioned you're a musician as well. Talk about that. You're a born performer, writing or performing?
Well, I started doing the music first because I started on piano, and then I was really into all the classic rock stuff, and I had to pick up the bass when I was a teenager. I had a Zeph tribute band for a while. It was called Custard Pie. We were located here in New Jersey. Yeah, but what it is, too, I mean, not that I'm an old guy, but it's just that I'm not 20 anymore, where you can gig every weekend and you're staying out till 4 in the morning, then you got to start breaking down all the amps.
Oh, yes, you know? Yes.
Now it's like, oh, wow, we have a gig at 8 o'clock at night. Awesome, I'll be home by 11. So that kind of like, so I'm kind of like just, you know, I got my son here, too. I'm a single dad, so my son's 14. He'll be starting school next week, so I'm just kind of like taking it easy with the gigging for now.
And you know,
but now when he goes back to school, I'm going to take every opportunity while he's in school over the next during the fall and winter now, and I'm going to finish up that other stuff that I was telling you about. So.
Well, that's exciting. And as a musician, as you get into the next age demographic, you'll be doing shows at 4 o'clock in Branson. You'll be home by dinner. So that's what you have to look forward to.
Besides all the other stuff, I have like this other thing I want to do, kind of like, I guess something that would be like a, how can I put it? Something that Tolkien would probably write. I want to create like my own planet, my own world, my own languages, kind of, and maybe put a music score to that because I have all the equipment here. I've got, well, not drums, but I have a synthesizer, you know, top of the line that you can do so many things with. And if I can just, you know, I may have to do that. I got to see.
Yeah, creatively, so much going on. Right now, the focus is on the storybook series, the first one, Storybook Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. Tommy Richards has been with us on the program. His website is gravesnatchingfreaks.com. Book available at the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Tommy's website. Tommy, this has been fun. Good luck with this book. I can't wait for book number two. Hopefully we'll have you back to talk about that. It's been fun. Thank you.
I'll be here. Thank you for having me, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Once again, Tommy Richards, Storybook, Bedtime Tales for Grave Snatchers. Books available wherever books are sold. His website, gravesnatchingfreaks.com. Log on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.